Hey, welcome to Talk Radar 192. I'm your host, Michael Raparez.
I'm Henry Gilbert.
Hollander Cooper.
Christopher Antista.
So, as we all know, Christmas is in a couple days.
Have you noticed your catchphrase when you come in has been, hey?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look at that guy.
Hey, what of it? What of it?
I'm just saying. But
why are you bringing this up? It's Christmas, man.
It's not fucking Christmas at all.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It is as far as our listeners are concerned.
Whoa.
This is our annual Christmas special.
Hanukkah started like 3 days ago. So,
yes, even as far as our listeners
are
concerned.
Why are you dragging your pagan beliefs in?
What?
This?
Okay, that was rude, but
my people didn't walk uphill both ways building the fucking pyramids so you could shit on their holidays.
In terms of the upper class people with the real religion. What?
Whoa. Oh, holy shit. Coop's
Christmas is not until
Dude,
Sunday. Did he just leave?
It's a secular gift-giving holiday. My God.
Well, I gotta say, I don't believe in anything, and I don't like this either.
Why?
So, goodbye.
What did I do to provoke you? This is fucking bullshit, man.
Fuck you. Well, it depends on.
Fuck you, Henry.
When are you posting this thing?
The 23rd.
I am not gonna fucking stand for a
motherfucker.
Christmas special.
No. What?
No.
Oh my! They've actually all left. Holy shit! Good mother. Oh. I wish I'd never started writing about video games.
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry, I don't think we've met.
Oh, we've met all right. I've been right here this whole time.
Right where? You weren't here a minute ago.
I've always been with you, Michael. Right here watching. I'm your guardian angel.
Oh, bullshit.
You doubt me?
Well, not only do I doubt you, I defy you to do one thing that proves... Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You've convinced me. Just please give me my penis back. Oh, thank God.
So, why do you wish you'd never written about video games?
It's horrible. I mean, it's eaten up all my time, it's destroyed my health, and now it's cost me the three friends I had left in the world.
But writing about games defines you. What would the world be like if you'd never started?
Jesus, I don't care.
Well, let me show you.
Why? That sounds cliched and horrible.
Too late.
Yes, that's right. It's the 4th annual Talk Radar Holiday Special, starring Michael Raparez, Chris Antista, Brett Elston, Henry Gilbert, Greg Henninger, Hollander Cooper, Tyler Wilde, Matt Keast, Beatrice Arthur, Charlie Barrett, Sterling McGarvey, Sophia Tong, Michael Grimm, Lorenzo Valoria, Diana Goodman, the Jefferson Starship, and Cheryl Del Rosario as the Angel. God, where are we?
Are you telling me you've never been to the White House?
I thought you said you'd been with me the whole time.
What? Huh? Of course. I knew that. Shut up.
Why did you even bring me here?
I thought you'd like to see what's become of your friends since you've made your wish. This is a world where you never wrote about video games.
So because I never wrote about video games, one of my friends is working in the White House?
Something like that.
Buy! Sell! Trade, sell! Buy! Bring in the Jefferson account or you're fired!
Sir, I think that's the wrong kind of president. You're doing like a corporate president, I guess. You're supposed to be more of an American president.
Shit, you're right. What's the current unemployment rate?
That's better, sir. I'm happy to report that it's stabilized at 0.4%.
Too damn high! What's the state of things in the Middle East right now?
Still at peace, sir. Ever since you brokered the landmark, Israel and Iran like each other now accord.
Excellent. Bring me my white Persian cat. I wish to stroke it in a menacing fashion.
Charlie, what the hell are you doing in the Oval Office?
Oh, he can't actually hear you. Nobody can hear you. Now that you don't write about video games.
How does that make sense?
Eh.
This Persian cat is nowhere near fluffy enough!
See? He's not so happy.
I don't know. I mean, if Charlie's president because I never wrote about video games, I'd call that a pretty big positive.
Look, I know this looks pretty great, but you haven't seen the rest of the world yet. Think how many people's lives were affected by your writing. Think about what'll happen to them without you.
Really? What will happen to them?
Well, I know that Henry Gilbert really benefited from your guidance early on.
Is that so? Well, let's see what he's up to then.
Good Lord! Gilbert has seen exactly where he wants him! Ladies and gentlemen, John Cena's just received a wicked pile driver courtesy of one Hank the Tank Gilbert!
Where did he find the time to perfect that move while running the world's most successful video game company?
I don't know, but whatever he's doing is paying off! Cena's down! Ladies and gentlemen, this match is over!
Wait, looks like he wants to say something. Someone get this man a mic.
Woo! John Cena, you just felt the awesome power of the Hank the Tank! And I want everyone in this audience to know, just as I am the World Heavyweight Champion and will be undefeated, Nintendo will be number one again this year with the top sales of the Wii 2, Wii 3, and Wii 4!
Huh. So that's where he'd be without my guidance.
But think of the toll it's taking on his body.
I don't know. He looks pretty happy from where I'm standing.
But those guys don't have health insurance.
I want to thank President Barrett for making free healthcare available to all Americans without ever raising our taxes!
Also, he owns Nintendo!
Okay, maybe I'm not making my case very well here.
Oh, I'd have to agree.
Think about Games Radar, though. You've been there since the beginning. What kind of site would it be if you weren't writing for it?
You know, that's actually a good point.
Damn right it is.
Buy! Sell! Trade! Sell. No, buy. Bring in the Jefferson account or you're fired. Hey, now, where were we?
You were just telling me the story of how you rose to become president of Radar Corp.
Oh, right. Sorry. Hey, which magazine did you say you were interviewing me for again?
Does it matter? You run all of them now.
Dude, I do, don't I?
I thought you said you were taking me to see Games Radar. All I see is Hollander Cooper in suspenders.
This is Games Radar, or at least this is what Games Radar would have become if you'd never worked for it.
Oh, Jesus, are you shitting me?
Yeah, since I took over, we've become the ultimate trans-global media corporation in control of the global empire that spans websites, television, film, video games, books, and has single-handedly kept magazines from becoming obsolete.
Oh, good Lord.
But think of all the lives he's probably ruined. Think how unhappy the people working here must be as such cogs in such a faceless machine.
I love every day of my life here! And so do all of my employees, who I go to a great length to coddle.
Okay, bad example.
That's an awful lot of bad examples.
But not everyone is happy here.
Oh my God! What the hell is this place?
It's the sub-basement level of the Radar Corp. It's where the cheats editor works.
Oh no, Mike Grimm!
Want me to pay you how much for that guide? Fuck you! Fuck you for charity!
Mr. Grimm? Could I talk to you for a moment?
What? What is it, assistant cheat editor Lorenzo Valoria?
Well, sir, I wanted to ask you about this Christmas.
Christmas?! Ah, humbug!
Yes, sir. But, sir, the doctors don't know how much time my son Tiny Tim has left, and...
Can Tiny Tim put his sack of cheats into our system? Huh? Can he upload all these cards?
No, sir. But, I'm sorry, sir. I'll be sure to come in, then.
See? Look how bad they've got...
I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life!
Jesus!
Yeah, I need to come up with something better. Oh, I know! What about your wife? What would have happened to Diana if you'd never gotten married?
So, if I don't write about video games, we never get married?
Sure, why not?
All right, Roger Ebert, I finished removing the last of your things from my desk.
Oh, thanks for helping me move it. You know, once I discovered video games, I just really don't have use for my old office anymore. Too tied to film criticism.
Well, let me just say it's an honor to take over for you, Roger Ebert.
I just love video games way too much now.
I'm sure Gene Siskel and I will get along great on the show. Not that you two couldn't keep going for years, though.
Yes, it's not as if there's any extraneous health issues between the two of us.
Really?
But think what...
Oh, hi. Am I early?
No, Matt Keast, you're right on time.
Always an honor to have the director of the Star Wars prequels visit our office.
Well, since the first two won Best Picture at the Oscars, I'm always happy to hang out with critics.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's in store for the third one?
Well, it won't be anything like what I saw in George Lucas's notes after he died of a heart attack in 1999. I can tell you that. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
Well, this seems like a pretty good outcome for everyone, actually. I mean, Diana's doing what she wants, Matt's taking over friggin' Star Wars, and...
Oh, Matt, by the way, do you have any roles for my husband, who is Johnny Depp or Brad Pitt or whatever?
Oh, fuck this shit!
Well, of course, he can play young Han Solo.
Everything's possible now that I've become a champion for video games, the greatest art form in human history.
Let's just move on.
Told you so.
Oh, Doctor, welcome back to Talk Radar here on NPR.
Brought to you today by Okami 4.
Great, now a bunch of bros are going to clog up the phone lines to tell us how much they love it.
I know, and yet they won't even look at niche games like that old Modern Warfare.
Yeah, well, right now we're talking about the brand new Firefly MMO, the latest game based off of the Peabody Award-winning television series currently in its seventh season.
That's right, Chris, and today we're joined by our esteemed guest, Jim Henson.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
And Macho Man Randy Savage.
Shit, yeah, can I curse?
Well, fuck yes you can.
Ever since our landmark Supreme Court case obliterated the censorship arm of the FCC.
Wait, how is Jim Henson alive?
Eh.
No, seriously, he died like a decade before I started writing about games. How does my not writing about games keep him alive?
Butterfly effect.
This is getting stupid.
Butterfly effect.
Whatever.
Later, we'll be talking to Steve Jobs about his dinosaur hunting trip with Steve Irwin.
Those guys do it all. But before we dig any further to Captain Reynolds and his Reaver Centuries, it looks like we've got a dear old friend on the Sonic the Hedgehog hotline.
Ladies and gentlemen, creative director of Valve Software, it's Tyler Wilde.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much, brother. Just talk about games to the widest possible audience.
How are things up at Valve, man?
Well, Half-Life 4 has been doing great, obviously. But I wanted you guys to be the first to know...
Uh-oh, is this going to be another Talk Radar exclusive?
Well, as you know, we've had an enormous amount of success with the Star Trek license. Gabe and I just got out of a little meeting with the executors of George Lucas's estate, and we're making a new X-Wing game.
Hi-yo! Jesus foot-fucking Christ! Let's get back to that after the break.
And our esteemed panel of gaming experts will be joined by stars of the upcoming John Hughes movie, Ernest Goes to E3, starring Jim Varney and John Candy.
Well, man, keep your ear asses right there. You are not going to want to miss this.
It seems pretty clear to me that if I never wrote about video games, the world would actually be a much better place.
I know, but appearances can be deceiving.
What appearances? Hey, Charlie's president, Games Radar is a global media empire, Chris and Brett own radio, and Henry's a pro wrestler who runs Nintendo. How about that?
Yes, but...
Also, the world's apparently become some kind of impossible utopia. Hey, dead celebrities are alive? How? How is that not a good thing that I never wrote about video games?
If you never write about video games, there will never be a game made about Jaws.
What?
That's right. Jaws Unleashed will never exist. Gamers will never understand the thrill of being a shark in a really bad game.
Oh my God.
They'll never know what it is to open doors by swiping scientists across card readers. They'll never slap swimmers into the air with their tails and watch them explode in midair for no reason.
No!
They'll never feel the simple joys of eating bungee jumpers or of spitting flaming barrels at the beachfront homes of chemical company executives.
Oh my God, you've got to take me back! I have to go back!
Even though the world's a utopia?
Fuck your utopia! World without Jaws games is not worth living in! God, take me back! Just take me back!
Whatever you say.
Oh my God. Oh, it was all a dream.
Michael.
I'm awake.
Michael.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, you guys are back.
Right? Hi.
Hey.
Drunk?
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, God, you guys.
I just had this strangest dream. I mean...
Is that why you were staring at the wall for like 20 minutes?
Yeah, probably. I need you to tell me some things. Is it what day is today?
December 23rd.
Yeah, it's the 23rd. Yeah.
Is Steve Jobs still alive?
No. Hope not.
Wait, he's gone.
Reopen that wound so early.
Sorry. But has Games Radar at least become a monolithic corporation?
No.
Come on, that's a legitimate question, right?
No, I just changed a review score to get a Sonic ad.
Third
well,
tier.
Does Roger Ebert at least respect video games as an art form?
What? That jawless Batman villain respecting video games. Are you serious?
You
don't need his validation, you're doing alright.
Alright, well, have there been any games made about Jaws?
Yeah, you reviewed them like a few weeks ago.
Oh, thank God. Alright, we're back. Merry Christmas, everybody.
God bless us, everyone.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. I got to play some Brunswick bowling.
Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world.
Hey, did you read that new book by Michael Raparez?
Who begins a conversation like that?
Yeah, he's the investigative journalist, the only one who's never written about video games.
I know that. Why are you telling me all this?
So yeah, in his new book he uncovered the angels are actually a bunch of vicious con artists who manipulate reality to their advantage.
Wow, really? Huh. Oh hey, did you play that new Jaws game yet?
Oh, you mean Jaws Unleashed 3? Oh yeah, game of the year. Easy.
Rejoicing, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voice.